Jeannie's always right on. But my question, and help me out here. So about 4 or 5 years ago, and dare I say it was from a supermarket, I bought a couple of apple trees.
Yep.
Planted them in the front garden, and actually they've grown okay. Now, there was a bit of a row in our house, not for the first time, about the apple trees, because we don't want them to take over. Some of the information you get online says, never chop back the apple tree until December. But this year, I read some other advice that said you can cut back whilst you've got the apples growing. Can you?
Yes.
Good.
Right. Now then, when I was a student and years ago, but we were always taught, prune autumn, late autumn, right through until about March. Absolutely no problem whatsoever. So I was offered a course at Brogdale, which is the National Fruit Collection. And John Easton, who is the most wonderful guy there, they're fantastic. And what he said was, you prune in the autumn and the winter.
Yep.
To make the shape of the apple that you want. And then you prune in the summer to keep that shape.
Gotcha.
Okay, so all the things that are on your apple tree, have you got, and your wife is watching me now, so if you got long bits like this, yep. You know, on there, which yep. you probably have, yeah, they're called water shoots.
Yep.
Right? You take those back down to about 2 to 3 buds from where they're coming out. And that actually then forms a fruit spur, and that's where you'll get your apples next year.
Right. Okay, so if anything, you're encouraging better growth for the following year, which is good news.
Absolutely right. But what you've got to look at when you've got an apple tree is that you're looking at a goblet shape.
Right.
Yeah. So if you think of a wine glass, that's not difficult, is it?
That's not difficult at all, Jean.
Definitely not. So think of a goblet with air going through it.
Right.
And gotcha. That's the main thing. People never, ever cut into the middle of things. They always do the outside. And that that makes the growth inside the tree really a bit tiny and a bit miserable.
Well, you see, that's good news then, because Suzanne's always saying to me, you've got to cut those trees back. And now I can, you see. So it was worth coming, wasn't it, Tom?
Absolutely. I mean, my question is also sort of tree-related.
Okay.
I'm not posh enough to have an apple tree in my garden, but I have got a very old willow tree.
Oh, dear.
It's like a big, when it blooms, it's like a giant, great big, you know, the old hat you used to wear in the swimming pool? It looks like one of those.
Yeah.
Really, it just sort of goes everywhere. Is there a good time to chop one of those down?
Well, you see, the thing is, it's like people say, I'm planting my stuff in dirt. Mm-hmm. Well, dirt is what you get behind your ears when you don't wash.
Yeah, my son's got plenty of that.
Okay.
You've been to my house.
Right, so that's the first thing. And it's the same as chop. You prune rather than chop.
Yeah.
Right?
Get the language right, I think, is the message.
I think this is what she's saying.
That's the message, actually. You know, you need to prune stuff back at the correct time. If you're looking at a huge tree, like a willow, and is it a goat willow? It's that one with the pussy willows on it that floats everywhere.
It's just got leaves that come off of it, these tiny little things. It's kind of silvery sort of colour.
Okay.
And later on in the year, it will just shed the whole load onto the ground, into the stones, because we don't have any lawn.
Right.
Which makes it an absolute nightmare to manage.
It would do. And so, I mean, what you need to do is to prune it when you can see when the leaves are not on it. So if you prune then, you can see exactly what you're pruning to. Making the shape that you really want.
Yeah, it's kind of 20 foot up in the air, that's the problem.
But the problem is then, Tony, you know, the harder you prune something, the stronger it'll grow.
Well, funny enough, down the road from where I am, there's a willow tree that sounds just like the one you're talking about. And I thought, originally, I said, what's he done? And he literally cut it almost right back. Like, really quite dramatic in the cut. And then it came back, as you say, even bigger the next year round. So you can be quite kind of brutal in its own way.
You can be. It's the same as if you've got roses, particularly. And at this time of the year, and we talked about this on Susie Radio a couple of weeks ago, about deadheading roses. And if you deadhead them, they actually come back. Like your pelargoniums.
Yeah.
They will really, really come back and do things for you as a second bloom.
And with the roses, when you say deadhead, is that a pinch with your hand or get the secateurs out?
Oh, secateurs, definitely, yep. Secateurs. And where the dead roses go back about 2 buds lower than you think, really a bit lower than you think they're going to do, and they come back into a second flowering.
Very good.
Isn't nature absolutely wonderful?
Oh, it is.